Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2506, Is Guilt a Waste of Time Emotion? By Bradley Charbonneau of PassTheSourCream.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome back to a Sunday bonus episode where I give you a little bit of extra content from another podcast in our network that I think will also help you live a life that's a bit more meaningful and happier. And this episode is coming from Optimal Relationships Daily. So without further ado, here's Greg with another post as we optimize your life.
Is Guilt a Waste of Time Emotion? By Bradley Charbonneau of PassTheSourCream.com. What if we saw the same action from a different perspective? This probably classifies as one of those I'm not sure I should really post this posts, but frankly, those are the ones I should really post. My wife wrote this on Facebook the day before Halloween. Quote, "Tomorrow Liam turns 13, a teenager. Until now, Liam has celebrated the best birthdays with at least 3 parties. One with friends, a pumpkin carving party, and the actual trick-or-treat. I feel so sorry that this year he totally wants to skip his birthday. Just wants to get it over with. Being far away from his San Francisco buddies in a country without nearly any sign of Halloween spirit makes it a sad day for him. Feeling guilty and so wish I could make tomorrow better for him." Unquote. I agree with every single word of it, except the word guilty. Let's see what guilt really means. Quote, "Guilt, 1. The fact or state of having committed an offense, crime, violation, or wrong, especially against moral or penal law, culpability. 2. A feeling of responsibility or remorse for some offense, crime, wrong, etc., whether real or imagined." Unquote. Definition number 2 talks about a feeling of responsibility, and yep, I get that. But then that responsibility is for some offense, crime, wrong, etc. This is where I take issue. I feel like I'm speaking in a courtroom, but I want to say, but we have done no wrong. We have absolutely nothing to feel guilty about. If there's an emotion we should be feeling, it's far from guilt. In her post, she writes that she and or he feels 1. Sorry. 2. Wanting to get it over with. 3. Far away. 4. Away from buddies. 5. In a country with little Halloween spirit. 6. Sad. 7. Guilty. 8. Wish could make it better. Phew, what a collection. Again, I only can't stomach number 7. But let me make this clear. I don't feel guilty, but I understand that she does. I suppose what I'm really feeling is sad that she feels guilty, because I think that she doesn't need to feel guilty. If she were sad because Liam is sad, that I understand. I also am sad that he didn't want to celebrate his birthday with friends, even though he has friends here. Just for kicks, here are a few feelings I have about our having moved with our kids to Holland. 1. Pride. 2. Joy. 3. Strength. 4. Confidence. 5. Challenged. 6. Excited. I'm so proud of my boys, I can't even put it into stronger words. They're here, rarely complaining, on a different continent, in a different country, speaking a different language, with different kids buying different food in different stores. We bicycle to school and wear gloves because it's so cold, and winter hasn't even started. They joke, in Dutch, with American cowboy accents and pretend they're from Alabama. They struggle with a different school and teaching system. They don't know what a Zijfstandig naamwoord is. Liam, neither do I. And get dinged in a test. They bike to town and buy the most crappy snacks possible for under €2. In short, we've dropped them into the deep end of a new life, and they're doing, pun intended, swimmingly. Just like you can't run in zero gravity, you can't learn much when everything is easy and normal and expected. If there is no friction, there is no energy. If there is no resistance, there is no power. Guilt isn't even in the ballpark. It's not even in the parking lot. Why do I not feel that and my wife does? Is it just a mother-son thing that I don't understand? Do I not feel the pain and sadness that my son sometimes feels? I only want what's best for them. I want their lives to be full and joyous. I want them to learn and discover and grow and mature. I want them to struggle, so the victories are sweeter. I want them to fail, and fail often, so success is stronger, better, and meaningful. I want them to live in a new place so they can gain an appreciation of where they came from. I want them to see the world so they can choose where they fit in, where they want to live, and how they can best contribute to make it a better place. I want them to truly and deeply immerse themselves in a bilingual life. I want them to get to know their mother's family. I want them to open doors and then have the experience and judgment to decide whether or not to go in, not stand out front and hesitate, wonder and worry. There are going to be lots and lots of doors in their future, and I want them to have the confidence to at least go up and knock. As per definition, guilt results from having done something wrong. I feel that not only have we done nothing wrong, we have done this one extremely right. This, by no stretch of the imagination, means that all of our parenting decisions aren't worthy of some guilt. Superglue is nail polish. It probably wasn't a brilliant plan. But giving our boys the experience of a new country at a time when their minds are open like a canyon and soaking up everything around them like a sea sponge, their eyes are open, their ears are ringing, and the world is theirs for the taking. My dearest Saskia, please, let it not be guilt you feel for starting our boys down this path. If today is tough, step up onto a chair and see things from a different perspective. Head up a little higher and see this blip of time in their lives as a pivotal point where they grew from boys into strong young men, thanks to the experiences we've shared with them. Let not guilt pull us down into the depths of sadness, but let pride pull us up to heights where we are examples of how to relish change in our lives. Let us be the pillars of pride to our sons and strive forward with strength, curiosity, and hearty helping of courage. They follow our actions and our feelings. Let's be proud of where we are and where we're going, no matter where that may be. Let's give them the gift of pride of ownership and treat yesterday with respect, today with passion, and tomorrow with curiosity. Leave guilt for things that we do wrong and regret. But what we have done is far from wrong, and you have nothing to be guilty about. You just listened to the post titled, Is Guilt a Waste of Time Emotion? By Bradley Charbonneau of PassTheSourCream.com. And a big thanks to Bradley for helping us understand guilt a little bit better today. Oftentimes, in the sad feelings of others, it's easy to forget not only about long-term benefits, but also how those benefits will be realized by the person who's upset, and that their pain is extremely temporary. Particularly with children, it's hard to let them down like this, but those most mindful will always be making well-intentioned decisions and need not feel guilty. Remember that in the toughest times that anyone is facing, they're often about to learn and grow the most. And should we make a few mistakes along the way, we can feel our own pain, we can take responsibility, and we can grow from the experience just the same. So with that, we're going to wrap up today's episode, and we're going to wrap up the whole week, by golly. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. Have a great weekend, and I will see you right back here on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.